It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All right, Mojo on the Morning Show. So, got a little thing going on right now. And when I say that, I don't want anybody to think that I'm doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. Although, it does kind of come across that way. So, to give you a backstory on this, because I definitely want to get some thoughts from you guys. Chelsea and I have friends that just recently went through a divorce. And no, I'm not talking about Spike, nor am I talking about you, Shannon.
Okay.
Because every time I talk about anybody that's divorced, everybody automatically just assumes that I'm talking about you guys, and then they text, is it Spike or whatever. So, we have known them for some time. They've been, actually, she's been a friend of Chelsea's for some time. And then as you become couple friends, I become friends with him.
Like,
you know, the guys hang out with each other when we're together, and the girls hang out with each other. For some crazy reason, the wife keeps on texting me and even calling me to ask me questions. And it's really like odd things, like random stuff.
Well, yeah, like what? That
like, excuse me, I got something. This is the normal time. Spike
it
get
is,
it.
And he's
gets
not
it.
Here, so you're
and now
more.
I'm getting it. And I have been getting it a lot lately. I don't know what it is. So,
question.
It started off with her asking me questions about like lawn services because she wants to change her lawn service because they got divorced and then now she's in the house and he's no longer in the house. Then it went to questions where she asked me a question about something to do with the radio station, like a promotion thing that we did. And she was asking a question and she'll randomly during the show, she'll send funny little thing like, hey, funny, that's funny, whatever and stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never thought anything of it. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 days ago, Tuesday or something like that, she started asking me relationship advice on what she should do with her ex in a conversation that they had because he, I guess, is still coming over and he's real sad about their divorce.
Okay.
And she says, well, how would you want to ask this? So I went and said something to Chelsea. This is how it all came about. I went and said something to Chelsea, and I go, so-and-so has been texting me a bunch. And Chelsea goes, she has? And I said, yeah, she's probably texting you too, right? And Chelsea goes, no. And I said, she hasn't texted you at all? And she goes, no. And I showed Chelsea the text messages.
Of texts.
And Chelsea starts reading the text messages, and she's doing this, like scrolling,
with
your finger, scrolling up.
And scrolling.
And she's like, how long has this been going on? I go, you can look at my phone. I'm like letting her honestly see all the stuff. And she goes, this isn't right. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, she hasn't even contacted me once, hasn't said anything at all.
And remember, this is Chelsea's friend.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Chelsea's friends, our personal friends. And he hasn't talked to me at all since their divorce. Like I have not had a conversation with them since their divorce. Chelsea then says, this is inappropriate. And I go, I'm not answering back. You can see this. Or I'm answering one word answers. Yes. No.
This is the service.
Chad's Landscaping.
Right.
You know, stuff
right.
like that. So I'm doing that. So I bring this up on the air to show you guys I have nothing inappropriate going on with this woman, you know, at all.
Right.
But it has caused for kind of a little bit of a strain. Like the divorce obviously is going to be a strain for us in our relationship. But why do you think she's contacting me but not contacting Chelsea?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't want to take the answer that everyone's going to say of maybe she's trying to, you know, maybe she has some feelings for you.
I don't know.
Because that is weird. If I were you, you know what I would do is put Chelsea on, like start a group text of you, Chelsea, and her. So if she wants to reach out to you
it
and ask you questions
group chat.
Because she feels like you're knowledgeable about something, at least then Chelsea can see everything.
Chelsea actually goes out with her.
And that's
like a
making
bunch.
A big
like,
statement too. Like you don't feel comfortable answering just her. So you're looping Chelsea into that.
So Chelsea goes out with her a bunch. There's like a bunch of women that Chelsea they're basically moms that they were friends and stuff like that. So Chelsea goes out with her in a group of other moms. And so Chelsea actually contacted one of her friends who she's really, really close with and said, told her what's going on. And she right away just said, Chelsea, maybe she's asking you because he sometimes can be a little kinder with some of the advice.
What did Chelsea say?
And she doesn't want the honest answer from Chelsea because Chelsea is, if you want an honest answer.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to basically get a BS
she's
answer,
not sugarcoating.
Call me. I will give you the BS answer. I'm not going to give you the honesty. I'm not going to hurt. I'm going to give you the answer that's not going to hurt your feelings. Chelsea's going to give you the answer that's actually going to be the right answer because it's usually going to be, you know, that.
Because like the
I just feel weird by it.
The question about the landscape company, like, okay, maybe you are the one that knows that, but it's all the other stuff. It's the commenting on the show. It's the sending the random things that you're right. And Chelsea's right. It's inappropriate.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Especially when she hasn't even talked to Chelsea this whole time.
Right. And it's funny because I love flirting. You guys know that from listening to the show. Mm-hmm. And I love being uncomfortable with people like flirting, like on the radio and doing stuff like that. I like doing it because I know that it is playful and I'm not going to act upon it. But when I then start feeling uncomfortable, like you guys, it's very.
And it takes a lot It takes a lot for you to feel uncomfortable.
It's my job to make you feel uncomfortable, not your job to make me feel uncomfortable. That's kind of how I feel. Like I feel like that from time to time. Like I feel like I'm the person that's supposed to ask you a weird question or something sexual or whatever and make you feel like cringy. I'm not supposed to be the person that's getting cringy. What's going on, Tammy?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good. I think that she's texting you only because she wants your opinion since it's your friend, and maybe she's trying to get information about him.
You know, that's a really good point. One of the particular texts about him specifically, I think, is her fishing to see if I've talked to him to find out what he's saying.
Yep.
I think you're right with that.
Well, but and then you don't want to get involved in that either.
How would you feel, though, if another woman, a divorcee was, I love that word, divorcee. Shannon, you're a divorcee, just so you know that. How would you feel if a divorcee contacted your guy and was constantly texting him but not texting you?
Oh, hell no. No, that wouldn't be right.
Oh, hell no. Come on, let me hear it louder than that.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Dennis, what's happening? It's Mojo in the Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you and the family?
Oh, fine, man. You know, family's doing great. I don't know if you heard Jacob came home to surprise us. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But go ahead. What are you saying?
So this text thing with your friend, you should just politely text back and say, "Oh, sure, let me check with Chelsea and see if she can help you out." Also,
you know what? That's actually
a great idea.
That's the way to set the boundary up. You know, I read that boundaries book that my therapist Dennis told me about, and it would have said that. Are you the author?
Yeah. No.
Dennis, you're a smart guy, man. I don't know if you're this smart in real life or just on the radio, but that's fantastic.
As long as you don't share it with my family, they will.
All right. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great weekend.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's actually a really good one. I think that's what I need to do. It's funny because I'm not kidding you when I say this, and Shannon knows this because she can see me in the studio, Mike and Megan, you guys, obviously in your studios. I don't like feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And now I know how people feel when I do that to them. I'm going to continue to do it to you.
Is something changing?
This is not a growth moment.
You are not allowed to make me feel uncomfortable. That's my role in this whole thing.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.